Saturday live on Dublin's Easy Place to Relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And as always, a pleasure to have Eoghan Cannon from entertainment.ie, the home of On Demand, back with us to round up what's new to watch this weekend. And Eoghan, we have three new series for you. Well, not exactly new series. Well, I suppose the first one is a brand new series. And I'm kind of liking the sound of this. This is a new original series to Disney Plus. It's called Reservation Dogs. And I guess as the title might suggest, it's actually about four teenagers. In fact, they're Native American teenagers. But what's interesting is they spend their days not only committing crime, but fighting it as well. So I'm trying to get my head around this one.
Abnormal.
Y'all wouldn't have seen a stolen food truck, would you?
No.
Oh. Someone stole the truck.
Broad daylight.
Put your seatbelt on.
Seatbelt.
People's safety.
We're going.
Carlene's full of chips.
I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah, so Reservoir Dogs is obviously a nice little kind of place to jump off from. Yeah, so it's about four teenagers. They're in this small town, Oklahoma, and four Native American teenagers. And it's basically a coming of age story, but there's also them committing crime and trying to fight it. Their goal is to leave town, so they want to kind of, you know, get as much money as they can, any means possible. And at the same time, there's actually another local gang who they encounter, and it basically sees them, you know, kind of heading off against each other and trying to one-up each other over the series. It's co-created by Taika Waititi, who is a fantastic filmmaker, and you can definitely feel his influence here because he creates a Native American character that only one of the characters sees whenever he gets knocked out. So it's a little bit out there. It's definitely so much fun, and I think a lot of people will like this, and there'll be a lot of people talking about it for sure. It's already been given a second season, so it's definitely
that's a good
one
start,
that,
isn't it?
Yeah, no, I think a lot of people will really like this. Okay. It's so funny out there, and the young cast is absolutely fantastic.
Excellent. So that is Reservation Dogs on Disney Plus. Now, the next series, and any of us who were into movies in the 90s will certainly, I guess, recognize this. This is a new series, I Know What You Did Last Summer, and it's new to Amazon. So does it follow the same premise as the movie, or is it just taking the sort of the concept of the movie and coming up with something a little bit different, Eoghan?
Yeah, no, definitely it's something a little bit different. It's based on that, but these are all new characters in kind of, you know, more contemporary setting, and there's a different killer among them as well. And interestingly, the series creator, Sarah Goodman, she said that she didn't let any of her cast know who the killer was, just because she didn't want them to, you know, act differently around the actor. So it adds kind of the extra element to the series, I think, and it definitely leads you to think, you know, who the hell is the actual killer in this?
This party is about to get lit.
I love this song.
This cannot be happening.
No one will really know what we did.
Did anyone see us that night?
No. Why do you ask?
So if you haven't seen the other versions of this story, it's this series is about a group of teenagers. There's a dark secret that gets uncovered, and there's a brutal stalker basically going around killing people. It's dark. It's a little bit of teen drama and a little bit of element of comedy in there. I definitely think if you've seen the originals, you should watch this. There's four episodes on Amazon Prime now, and then I think every Friday there's going to be a new episode as well, culminating in what promises to be a big gory finale. So I think, yeah, one for Halloween for sure.
I was just going to say it. You took the words out of my mouth. So you did. All right. So new to Amazon Prime, a TV series, I Know What You Did Last Summer. And we will end with this season three of the psychological thriller, You. And a lot of people chomping at the bit for this, Eoghan. I have to say, I've never even heard of it. So you're going to have to bring
shame
me up
on you, Carol.
No. I'm so not at one with my culture. I've said that many times before. It is the truth.
We both have done bad things.
I wanted to move here so that we could start new.
We are just the nice, normal neighbors next door. We are a team.
The best team. I think we need to go to couples therapy.
This came sooner than expected.
So you, it's A bit out there, to be fair. It follows a stalker called Joe. There's been two series already. He's got like an obsession with a certain girl, becoming a stalker basically, and it follows him trying to act normal around these people and then also at the same time stalking them without them knowing it. So the third season is basically him. He's married to his new wife, partner, whatever you call her, love is her name, played by Victoria Pedretti, and they welcome their new baby Henry. So kind of at the start it looks like, oh, these guys are, you know, changing their ways, they're not going to be those stalker killers anymore, but obviously that doesn't really last very long, and there's a new obsession next door. It's very out there. To be honest, I loved the first two seasons. The third season I felt I didn't really adore as much as the first two, so I'm just kind of interested to see what everyone else thinks about this. But yeah, there's 10 episodes on Netflix right now.
All right, so three good ones, certainly interesting ones, certainly rather different ones, I have to say. Quite the eclectic mix this week. Just to recap, Reservation Dogs on Disney Plus, I Know What You Did Last Summer, new series to Amazon, and then that one, the new series three of You on Netflix. Lovely. Owen O'Cannon from entertainment.ie, always a pleasure, Owen, and happy viewing this week. We'll look forward to catching up with you again next Saturday.
Thanks, Carol.